quite good.
Yes, and I had a third one, and I should have written it down, I guess. And as far as brigade, I looked that up, and you know, that can be a small division of an army, usually an infantry group. And,
yes.
But it can also be any group that's, you know, that's assembled. And sometimes they say for a military, especially a military purpose. And I was thinking the light brigade, you fight the weekend blues. So that really qualifies you to be a military group because you chase away the blues and you fight the blues just like soldiers fight. So
I like that. And I also, in charge of the light brigade, as I mentioned before the poem, the idea of actually being, you know, fighting despite odds. When you read that poem, the light brigade was outnumbered significantly, but still tried to move on. I, you know, we're on public radio for the most part, non-commercial radio is a pretty small segment of total listening. So I'm glad that we're able to do that.
Yes, and so. I love your show. You do get our weekends off to a good start, and you know, I really enjoy it. And I'd like to know what station your friend listens in Alabama. When I'm down there, I could do that. But
I suspect he's listening online on the internet through an app. Those are getting easier and easier to use.
Yes,
but Carla, thank you for calling. As always,
well, thank you.
Take care. Now, if you're tuned in and waiting to hear your birthday announced, birthdays clearly are going to be just a little late. They're a minute away. Right after I say WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. And it's birthday time. See, I said it would be quick, and we're going to start right away. With birthdays today, Michael of South Park, happy birthday to you from Susan and Pat and us. Peter of Highland Park from Lisa and your kids, Martin and Renee. Melissa of Castle Shannon from Bob. John from Philomena and family. Jordan of Beaver Falls from Mom, Dad, Caleb, and Asher. Nick from Angela. And Michael, a.k.a. Mom and Dad, and your sister and brother-in-law. Finally, Eric of Peters Township from sister Olivia and Mom Carrie. On July 20th, we have Frank of Munhall from your family. Renee of Highland Park from Mom, Dad, and brother Martin. Seth Korkowski from Grandma and Grandpa. John and Addie of East Deer. Also your dad, Philip. Your mom, Lisa. Your brothers, James and Jude. And your sister, Cora. Seth's family has returned to Germany. Seth is 17. I remember when we announced his birthday. Demetrius of Brighton Heights, also on the 20th. Melissa of Dubois, celebrating on the 20th. Ryan of Hampton from Mom and Dad and Evan. And the 20th is the anniversary or of the birth of Maureen of Point Breeze. Maureen passed away, but we like to remember her on her birthday. The wife of Lou in Point Breeze. Turning to the 21st, we have Laura of Strabain from Cherry, Nico, Yarma, and Jake, Patrick of Baden from Shana, Tobias, and Xander, and Sky of Tarentum. Happy birthday to you from your mom. On the 22nd, we have Sandy of Boardman, Ohio. My sister-in-law popped up there. Happy birthday to you, Noah, from Mary Beth and family. And Devin of Fox Chapel from your mom and dad. On the 23rd, Gabriel of Westview from mom and dad and sister Zoe. Jeffrey Chips from Michael and Mars. Julie of Dormont from your family. Rowan of Verona from mom and dad. Bobby from husband Michael. Barbara of Mount Lebanon, the great violinist Barbara Lowenstein. Perrin of Friendship from mom Christine and dad Patrick, and Paul of New Kensington from wife Linda. We'll play Guess Who, by the way, in a few moments. Happy birthday to Brian on the 24th from Jenny, Sarah, Aunt Anne, and family. Linda and Fred may be in Ocean Grove, New Jersey this week, but they still want to be sure we wish Fred Jr. a very happy birthday. Jackie of Greenfield, happy birthday to you from your mom. Zilla of Flagstaff, Arizona, happy birthday to you from your family. And on the 25th, we have Nathaniel, Hannah, and Linda of New Kensington from husband Paul.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
And if you include the birthday person's postal address, we will make sure a uniformed individual hand carries and delivers an official, colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to the celebrant. I am going to catch my breath and we will play Guess Who in just a few moments here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Should have, I should also wear his hat. Hey, where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tie? Isn't it a knobby one and just the proper style? Oh, I should like to have one just the same as that. Wherever I go, people shout hello. Where did you get that hat? Wherever I go, people shout, hello, where did you get that hat? in the neighborhood, they said, too long we tarry. We went up to the church house, determined to be wed. No sooner walked into the door when the preacher to me said, hey, where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tile? Isn't it a knobby one in just the proper style? I should like to have one just the same as that. Wherever I go, people shout, hello.
Hills and Cindy Mangson with a question. It gets a little old hat after a while. the question about where they got that hat is all about what they were looking for. If I didn't get back to a text you sent or an email, my apologies. I've almost caught up with what I think are most of them. We try to get back. And if it's your style to listen, participate, but not necessarily call in and share your name, how about if you just, on your own, quietly insert your name right here, or not so quietly, it's up to you. I'll wait. Thank you. You are a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn the always coveted, much beloved Saturday Light Brigade charge with a game we call Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials. These initials belong to somebody whose name you've probably heard before. It could be a woman, a man, somebody real, somebody fictitious, someone living, no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, history, entertainment. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name that you are familiar with. Today's initials are BW. B as in Birmingham, and W as in Wilmerding, BW. Those cities are not clues. It's just a way to make sure you heard the letters correctly. BW. You can guess as many times as you would like to. And to help, I will let you know about BWs that are coming in that are not the one we have in mind. Ready to play?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The guesses are already coming in. I'm thrilled to let you know that. And I'm going to start to share them. James in Freiburg has Bob Wack, the Pirates pitcher and broadcaster, Bob Weir, Bill Watterson, Brian Wilson, Burt Ward, Bruce Wayne, Billy D. Williams, that's a good one, Brenda Walsh, and Brandon Walsh. And James, did you notice I did not share one of your guesses? You got it correct. Tom and McCandless has Brian Wilson, Betty White, Bill Walton, Bruce Willis, Booker T. Washington, Bonnie Wright, Billy Wilder, Barbara Walters, Billy D. Williams, Bruno Walter. I'll explain why I'm laughing in just a moment. Byron White, Benjamin West, Bruce Wayne, Barry White, and adjacent to Barry White, Tom has Betsy Wetsy. Remember the Betsy Wetsy doll? It did exactly what it said. It did. None of those is correct. Nick and Susan in New York City, we've missed you. I'm glad that you are back with us. Betty White, Billy Wilder, Bill Watterson, Barbara Walters, Bob Weir, Bob Woodward, Bobby Womack, Bill Wyman, Bill Weasley, Barry White, Burt Ward, Belle Watling, and the correct BW. Well done. So a few correct answers so far. Here's Gail in Stanton Heights with Bruce Willis, Betty White, Brian Wilson, Barbara Walters, Bill Wyman, Brad Whitford, who I think played Josh on the West Wing, right? Oh, Brad Whitford, the actor, and Brad Whitford, the guitarist for Aerosmith. None of those is correct, but great guessing. Here's Patrick of Stanton Heights with Bill Watterson, Billy Wilder, Billy D. Williams, Barbara Walters, Bruce Willis, Betty White, Barry Williams, who was Greg Brady on the Brady Bunch, Bob Woodruff, Buster Williams, and Booker T. Washington. And a lot more are coming in. Bruce and Ingram also guessed Barry Williams. Matt, by way of Annie, has Billy D. Williams. Jim in Crafton Heights has Bob Wills. Mike and Mars has newscaster Brian Williams, journalist Brian Williams. Bill Whitaker says Trish, and she also guesses her husband, Bill Woods. Not him, but a good guess. Brian Wilson, guessed by Steve in Oakmont. Good guess. Here's Linda vacationing. You can tell Linda is relaxed and enjoying her time at the ocean. She had a guess of Betty White, but the way you can tell she's really relaxed and using all her mind is she also had a guess of Bull Winkle. Jim at Craft the Night says Bill Watterson. Caden has Beth Wilmingsburg. Beth Wilmingsburg. That's Caden's made-up guess. And Beth is an architect, and she developed a town in which everybody has the name Bill, Willie, or William, or Billy. There are men and women, boys and girls. The women often are known as Billy Joe or Billy Lynn. The men are usually Williams. Some of them are a first initial, but they go by their middle name, like E. William Jones, attorney at law. That's Beth's claim to fame. And thank you, Caden, for making up a name, as you always do, and challenging me to figure out who that person is. Nick and Mars has Barry White, followed by the correct answer, which I almost said. Bob Walk, Betty White, Billy D. Williams, and the first that I need to look up, Ben Whishaw. Betty's an actor, an award-winning British actor who was the voice, or is the voice, of Paddington Bear. Mike and Mars has Barry Williams. Jim has Brian Wilson and Betty White. Angie and Mars has Barbara Walters. And Mike has Boom Boom Washington. That was the fictitious character on, don't tell me, Gabe Kaplan's show, Welcome Back, Cotter. Freddie Boom Boom Washington, I do believe. Here is another guess from Annie, which is Barry White. And let's see, there's another one coming in from the Kelly. Oh, no, the Kelly family are just saying hello. John in economy has Bernie Worrell. That name is familiar. But it's not, a keyboard player, founding member of Parliament Funk, Parliament Funkadelic. He also has Billy West, the cartoon artist, and Bernie Boxcar Willie. We'll give it away in just a few more moments. 412-200-5975. Our number, if you would like to take a guess, you can also text us at that same number or use 1-888-752-7234. So if I were to, this isn't true, but if the correct answer to this game, if we were to give you, say, we would send you a brisket sandwich, wouldn't that be nice? A barbecue brisket sandwich, and it would be extra lean, and it would be on me. So that would be the sandwich we would send you, this lean sandwich on me. Is that making any sense? That's supposed to help you in some way. Ricky's now. I love you. Ricky just looked at me as if, no, I'm not blowing a gasket. There was a method to my madness. I know. 412-200-5975. Why are phones all of a sudden ringing? We'll give you the correct answer shortly. By the way, at approximately 9:30 Eastern, we have a very special segment we wanted to play in memory of James Robinson, Reverend Jimmy Joe Robinson, who passed away on Monday, a pioneer. I can't begin to tell you how much he means to the community of Manchester, as well as the world, in his fight for justice. Mike and Mars just said it's very cloudy here. There ain't no sunshine available. I guess a boxcar Willie coming in from Trish. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer. And we have a correct answer from Russ, who is listening in North Carolina. And Ricky tells me that Greg is going to join us on the air with the correct answer. And good morning, Greg. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Larry. Always glad to be able to speak with you.
You too. And you came up with this. Who is it that we're looking for?
Well, before I give that, I have one incorrect answer that nobody gave.
Who's that?
A member of Black Sabbath, Bill Ward.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Now, the correct answer is, I know, Bill Withers.
You bet, Bill Withers. I used to know the number of I knows in that song. I don't think I do.
I do, too. I think it's about 20.
I think there's even more. We could we could have a counting contest. Bill Withers,
yes.
Just a great, fantastic musician, and he some people don't realize he was born in Virginia, West Virginia. I'm sorry, I'm thinking West Virginia, but the wrong state came out of my mouth. He was born
in
Slap Fork, West Virginia, very small town, the youngest of six children. And he was raised in nearby Beckley, West Virginia. His father was a miner. He died when Bill Withers was only 13. At the age of 17, he went into the Navy. And then he eventually got back. And in L.A., in 1967, he self-financed some demos and eventually made it big, as we know. So,
yes.
Well done. Anything else you wanted to add about him? You know so much about music.
Well, the name of that song was Ain't No Sunshine.
Yes, yeah, one of his big hits. And in the background, we have Lovely Day, another hit of his.
Oh, yeah, that was another one, yes.
And then my brisket sandwich attempt as a hint was Lean on Me.
Lean on Me, yeah, right, yeah.
Well, well done. I hope you're able to have a wonderful day today. Any plans?
Nothing specific at the moment. I have to see what comes along.
Well, here's hoping it's a good day. And as always, thanks for being with us.
Sure, always a pleasure.
Thanks, take care. And I think you heard me mention quite a few other correct answers. Jim in Blackridge, Russ in King, North Carolina, Mike and Mars, Nick. And James, Nick and Susan in New York City. James is in Freiburg, and if I missed your name, my apologies. I think we got them all. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org. I mentioned earlier, just a few moments ago, that we wanted to play this historic interview. It was done back in 2009. It's 16 years ago. It features Reverend Jimmy Joe Robinson. He was the first black football player at Pitt, but other things he did, there's just so many to mention. During a time of rioting in the Manchester area of Pittsburgh, he developed a program which is now Manchester Youth Development Corporation, but MYDC was a program to grant sanctuary to teens and to help keep them from getting into trouble as the riots took place. He also marched with Dr. Martin Luther King and was involved in the movement. He passed away at the age of 97 on Monday. Rev, as we know him, and his wife, Graham Robinson, short for Grandma, Dr. Betty Jo Robinson. Betty founded a school called Manchester Academic Charter Academy. Here are the two of them as interviewed by Amira and Peyton on March 15th, 2009. You'll hear them momentarily. Here they are.
My name is Amir Abdul-Rahim, and I'm 13 years old.
And I'm Peyton Pinkston. I'm 14 years old.
We interviewed Reverend and Betty Robinson on October 23rd, 2008.
In Indianapolis, Indiana. Hold your hats, in 1929.
My gracious. I was born in Connellsville, Pennsylvania, in 1927. I'm 2 years older than Graham.
Wow.
I got involved deeply into civil rights while I was at Bidwell Church. Very, very deep into civil rights. And I had an opportunity to meet Dr. King and walk with him at Selma. You know, I saw him at the end of the march at Montgomery. In those days, when all of us were trying to get voter registration, you remember when they tried to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and got beat up? So I walked there, and at the end of the march, I saw Dr. King make a speech, and it equaled the speech that was given at the March on Washington. I went to the University of Pittsburgh. My first year there was 1945, and I graduated in 1951. I had some time in the Army, so I missed a couple of years at Pitt.
I'm a graduate of Shenley High School in Pittsburgh. Yay, Shenley. And I went to the University of Pittsburgh and graduated in 1951 with an undergrad degree.
Well, the first job I had when I was out of Pitt, I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. But then when I was playing there, I got drafted in the Army. I spent 3 years in the Army in special services and played football in the Army. Then when I came out, I was older, and they traded me to the Steelers. And then I was released by the Steelers and went to Montreal, Canada. So most all of my adolescent years, up until the time that I was about 27, were in trying to make it in professional football. Then later on, I ended up coming back to Pittsburgh and going into the theological seminary, where I became a minister in a church.
I got a job at Beltsuber School. I was the first Negro teacher. Negro. And he was in seminary. He couldn't work. In those days, you couldn't go to seminary part-time. You had to go all day. So he had to quit his job, and he went to seminary, and I put him through school. And he worked 3 months in the summer digging ditches to make up for some money. Anyhow, the woman at the school board told me, well, you understand you're the first Negro that's going to teach in Beltsuber, and if you don't make it, then no other Negro will make it. And there were things even back then I would like to have said to her. But we needed the money.
All the guys that I played ball with were all white. And, you know, small town in those days, I'm talking about 1945. That's a long time ago. My name, the athletic name I still carry, was Jimmy Joe Robinson. There was a young fella in a place called Derry Township who was a good athlete, too. So I was in study hall my senior year when they began to recruit athletes to go to college. So this recruiter from the University of Georgia called me out, thought that my last name was Joe. And when he saw me coming and looked up and saw me and saw that I was black, his teeth almost fell out. And there's no way in the world that I was going to be able to go to the University of Georgia in 1945. So that man was embarrassed. And then, of course, 17 years old, I really understood the whole scenario.
James, you tell that part, Dad, about how you started, because there wouldn't have been a MYDC if you hadn't started it.
It wasn't called MYDC then. Our denomination, the Pittsburgh Presbyterian Church, funded the gymnasium that you see at the center. It was a plumbing warehouse, and we received dollars from what was called a $50 million fund. The plumbing warehouse was developed into a real gymnasium, a snack bar, when then early on it was roller skating, all recreation. It was dancing, it was ballet, it was instruments, it was all that. Then it developed into what was called the Bidwell Education and Recreation Center. It wasn't called MYDC until later. But Bidwell Church was instrumental in starting that. Bidwell Church was also instrumental in starting what is called the Manchester Craftsman's Guild and the Bidwell Training Center. They started that. They still carry our name. But we were the founders of that. That's how it started.
His children that they catered to were kids that were on the street. And you have to remember, there were the riots. We had the riots in Manchester. It was rough times. It was rough times. And we were under martial law, which means the National Guard came in for a good while. So James and three other ministers at Bidwell Church started getting boys off the street so they wouldn't be put in jail. And that went on for a while. And then pretty soon when they were teaching music to children, they found out that children had difficulty reading. So they came to me and asked, could I help out with the reading? Years ago, when I was little, there was a Jewish synagogue near us. And every evening, yellow buses would pull up, just like the children ride in now. Yellow buses would pull up after school. And these little Jewish kids would get off the bus and run into this synagogue. And we used to wonder why, but I never found out till later. When I went to Montreal after school, the yellow buses pulled up to take the children to another school. Well, I found out later they were going to a Jewish school where they learned about their culture, and I think some education, and I never forgot it. So I thought, okay, So maybe we need an after-school program. And I'm not sure there are any in the city in 1970. So I went out in a neighborhood and I asked the parents, if you had your wish, what would you want for your child or your children? And they said, I would want my child or my children to read better than I do. And that's how the after-school program started, with 35 children, 9 to 13 years old. He was the money raiser. He's good at that. He'd raise the money, and I'd spend it on the children. And I'm still spending money on children. But that's how it started. And that's how where you all are today, that's how it started, in the gymnasium.
There, Dr. Betty Robinson, Graham, talking about Jimmy Joe Robinson, Pitt's first black varsity football player, among many other things. Jimmy Joe Rev passed away at the age of 97 on Monday. Bidwell Presbyterian Church this morning at 11 o'clock will be the site of his memorial service. And our condolences to Graham and to the entire Robinson family and extended family. I know Rev and his wife both impacted my life a great deal. And if you know either of them or their work, I think they probably impacted your life as well. Had a request for Ain't No Sunshine, and I thought you might enjoy hearing it by Eva Cassidy. There is a town in Westmoreland County called Wyano, W-Y-A-N-O, Wyano. And multiple people have told me that Bill Withers was saluting that town with all the Wyanos in this particular song. Not Wyanos, Wyano. In South Huntington Township, to be exact. Mrs. Edwards knew Bill Withers, too. I'm going to count the I knows, assuming Ava does them. Should be right about now, don't you think?
Well, I know, 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 I know where he's gone.
I got 17 for that round. Is Kev Mo now at the Saturday Light Brigade?
If you just call me,
1972, the 1972 hit Lean On Me. That's Keb Mo with his more recent interpretation of that song from his album. I lost his album name. I had it in my sights. From his album Good To Be. Now, Bill Withers had the hit with that song in 1972. And some extra fun for you right now is, do you know the album that that song came from? The album that that song came from. If you do, phone us, the Bill Withers album, at 412-200-5975. This was a big hit. For Bill Withers. And if you know the name of the album, just a little music trivia. It came out in 1972. The tracks included Use Me. You just keep on using me until you use me up. And those pretty much were the big hits. It was recorded soon after Bill Withers left West Virginia for L.A. If you know, you can call us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Just occurred to me, I had to tell you how to share the answer. Jim and Blackridge knew it. Somehow I'm not too surprised. And there is Aline in the state of Maine, who also knew that the album is Still Bill. Still Bill. I don't know if I had that album or not. I know that I could play Lean On Me on the piano fairly well back in 1972. Ricky's looking at me like, really? I could play that and a couple Beatles songs after memorizing them with all too stiff hands, trying my best to get through them. Still Bill, the album. Bill Withers was today's Guess Who. Thank you for playing along with us for Guess Who, and thank you also for the kind words about the oral history segment we heard just a few moments ago.
I am an old cowpuncher. punch them cows so hard. I have me a cow punching bag set up in my back. This bag is made of leather, and so are cows, of course. When I get tired of punching cows, I go and punch a horse. One day as I was punching upon my leathern cow, an Indian walked up to me, and first he asked me how. I said it was quite simple and gave him quite a slug. The very next words that Injun said to me that day were, I went back to my punching as all good cowboys do. When a well-known band of rustlers come rustling into view, I said, hello, how are you? And what might bring you here? They said, if it's all right, we'd like to rustle up some
beer. Had somebody say beer.
I said, oh, no, kind sirs, that should never be. For I am the best cow puncher out on the whole prairie. But if you will set down a spell, I'll rustle up some lunch. Then maybe in the afternoon you'll get to watch me punch. I've been lonesome in the saddle ever since my old horse died. And sometimes when it's late at night, I dream she's by my side. So if you'll pay attention and listen to my song, I am an old cow puncher and a long, long ways from home.
One day I went out to the rodeo. I went to see the cowboys rope and ride. I got excited as I watched the show. I jumped right up and down and then I cried. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I'd walk up to a lion and smack him on the brow. I'd even kick a polecat, but don't ask me to punch a cow. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows.
Cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows.
Moo, 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 how they scare.
She bumped right into my guitar and didn't even sound the horn. I'd like to be a cowgirl, but ooh, I'm scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. Moo, 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 how they scare me.
I think there's a cow at the end of this. Oh, good. Sort of a cow. That's Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. And before that, John Roberts, along with Tony Barrett, in the Ballad